Aren't you glad for joy this morning? We're also glad for Joy Boo too, right? Absolutely. Yes, we are. It's just great to be in the house of the Lord, and we're so glad that you've chose to join us, and we're so thankful for all of you too that's joining us on the live stream, and glad you've chose to worship with us in this Advent season. And we certainly pray that the Lord is blessing you and moving in your heart and life as you celebrate the season. Dean was mentioning earlier in regard to our prayer focus, this December being God's presence. And I absolutely love God's presence. I hope that you do as well. And God's presence is just not here in the sanctuary, but wherever we are, God's presence is as well. And working through our Advent devotionals at home, each morning I'm lighting a candle there in front of the Christmas tree and just spending some time with the Lord and being in His presence. And one of my devotionals is about the names of Christ. He'll be called, and then all the many names that we find in Scripture. And of course, one of them was Emmanuel, which means God with us. How privileged we are to have God with us. And every time I think about that, I kind of get cold chills that God is with us. But I pondered that for a little while, and I hope that we know that not only is God with us, but God is within us. God is with us as Christ came into the world. But also, Christ gave to us the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells in us. And so God is not just with us. He's within us. That's just good stuff, church. His presence in us. And I hope that we are taking a few moments during this Christmas season just to spend some time in God's presence. And we'll praise His name this morning. What a beautiful season that we are in, and I hope that you're enjoying it. Well, as you know, three lights now top our candles, continuing to illuminate our Advent journey. Hope and love are now accompanied by joy. Over the last few weeks, we've been considering the ornaments of Christmas. We've discovered the ornament of hope and love. Today we'll focus on the ornament of joy. Remember, ornaments are reminders of what God is doing and what God has done. And I've talked to you last week that ornaments are to remind us of some place we've been or something we've done or some of our favorite things. And so once again today, we're going to give you an ornament of joy to be able to take home and put on your tree as a reminder to you in this season of joy. And not just any joy, but great joy. God's presence in our activities and prayers is the reason for our deep sense of joy. And so in this Christmas season, I certainly hope that you're experiencing joy. Because Christmas joy is greater than any other joy the world has to offer. The joy of Jesus. The world offers us joy in sleek design gadgets, often wrapped in shiny paper. However, the world's joy only lasts for a moment. It comes and then it goes. Christian joy, this joy we have in Jesus, however, flows from all the ways that God was present in the impossible moments of life. For instance, money from an unknown donor, surviving a severe illness or accident, an encouraging word in a time of despair. All examples of God's presence in our life and in life's impossible moments. Add all these moments to the countless stories from the time of Genesis to present day, and we have every reason for great joy. The number one reason of this season, of course, is the coming of Christ. The very reason we celebrate And it's because of Jesus, the ornament of joy, that we can have this thing of great joy. And I don't know about you, but it seems to me that joy, or great joy, surrounds the Christmas season. It just seems to be different than any other time of the year. Have you ever wondered about that? Have you ever wondered why there seems to be more joy in the Christmas season than any other time of the year? Well, I believe it's simply because of Jesus, the ornament of joy. And Luke this morning, chapter 2, verses 10 through 11, confirms or reassures that for us this morning as we're beginning to think about the ornament of joy and why there's so much joy, not just joy, but great joy in the Christmas season. And so let's take our Bibles. Let's turn over to Luke this morning. Luke chapter 2. Let's look down at verse 10 this morning. Appreciate if you would stand for the reading of the Word. Those of you that are joining us at home, we invite you to stand as well. Grab your Bible and let's turn over to Luke chapter 2, verse 10 and verse 11 this morning. Very familiar passage of Scripture from the Christmas story that we know so well. And they share with us, verse 10. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Join us if you would in a word of prayer. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to you this morning, we're so excited about this season. Excited, Lord, about coming into your presence, being in your presence, and your presence being in us. And with those thoughts, Lord, there is a sense of great joy because of what you are doing in and through us. And so today, Lord, as we think about this great joy, we ask that once again, as you always do, that you would come and move upon us and work in us, and may we be excited today about the joy of the season, about Jesus and what He's doing in our heart and life. And so, Lord, we ask as we come to Your Word that we would understand something new and fresh about this thing of joy. And so, Lord, we ask that You allow us to come with the anointing of the Holy Spirit for the preaching of Your Word. Might I share today joy with Your people? For we ask in Your precious name, and amen. You may be seated this morning. As I think about Luke chapter 2, verses 10 through 11, and this thing of great joy, there's a few things I want to share with you about this morning in regard to joy. But as we consider just a moment here, before we get into those things I wanted to share with you, is this concept that the angels have just shared. Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. We're familiar with the shepherds in the field and the whole Christmas story and the angels coming and sharing with them this wonderful announcement in regard to the birth of Christ. But the angel says that it is a message of great joy. And so we'd have to pause, if you would, for a moment. And wonder, why is this message a message of great joy? It's not just a message of joy, but a message of great joy. I think that's a very relevant question, and the Scripture answers it. The angel says, "For there is born to you, you and I, this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord." The very reason there's joy in this season, and the reason that you and I can have great joy is because of the birth of the Savior. Because of Jesus. I want you to know the joy of the season, as I'm sure you do, is because of Jesus. The reason we celebrate, the reason we have Christmas on the calendar, is because of Jesus. Great joy is found in Jesus. And so today, as we consider the ornament of joy, which of course is Jesus. All right, we're gonna practice here. I'm gonna say the ornament of joy, and you're gonna respond Jesus. Okay? Can we do that? All right. The ornament of joy.
Jesus.
The ornament of joy.
Jesus.
Isn't that good stuff? Oh, praise His name. The ornament of joy. Ooh, some of you got it. In this season, we can have great joy. And so, as we consider joy, there's a few things I want us to understand. The first one is what Scripture shares with us. And Scripture describes joy as, and there's just a list of things. And so, it shares with us that joy is everlasting. Now, you might stop for a moment and say, Pastor, have you lost your mind? Joy is one of those things that comes and goes. No, the joy of Jesus is something that we can have all the time. Even in difficult circumstances, when things are going well, when things are going bad, and when things are just plain ugly, we can still have a sense of joy. In fact, Isaiah 51:11 says, "So the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away." And often Scripture shares with us that there's something about this joy that Jesus brings to us. And I want you to know that in this Christmas season and every Christmas season to come and every day in between, that we can have a sense of everlasting joy simply because of Jesus. We have everlasting joy. We'll also find that Scripture also describes joy for us as great. In fact, we've seen that in our passage of Scripture, that the angel says that we bring you a message of great joy. It's just not joy, but it's great joy. There's just something about it that's different than any other joy in the world. And there is moments where we are joyful, and those moments come and go. But this thing of joy that Christ brings into our heart and life is great joy. There's just something different about it. And we get all excited about it during Christmas. Acts 8:8 shares with us, "And there was great joy in that city." The reason there was great joy in the city there in Acts 8:8 is because people were being delivered from illness and sickness and demonic possession. Great joy when we're delivered. And we think about all that Christ has done. There's great joy. I couldn't help but think about one of my favorite songs, "My Deliverer is Coming. My Deliverer is Standing By." Love that song. Brings great joy to my heart. I want you to know this morning that great joy is available because of Jesus. And so when we hang our ornament of joy on our tree, I want us to be reminded that joy is everlasting. I want us to be reminded that it's great joy. But not only is it great joy, but we can have full joy. We can be full of joy. And of course, I think you have to compare that to being empty. I'm sure there's days where you feel like you have no joy. But yet we can still be full of joy. John, 1 John 1:4 shares with us, "These things we write to you that your joy may be full." There can be a sense of this fullness of joy. Have you ever met that person that's just always full of joy, just kind of running over? Some days they make you mad, I know. Yeah, see, you're going to agree with that. There's just some days they drive you crazy. But the truth is, they're just full of joy. And I want you to know, because of what Jesus has done, that we can be full of joy. Not only can we be full of joy, but Scripture describes joy as abundant. I love that word. Abundant. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2. "That in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in riches of their liberty." And you're saying, well, what's that got to do about abundant joy? Even in moments of difficulty and trial, they abounded in joy. There is abundant joy that's available to us no matter the circumstances, simply because of the Christ child, because of Jesus. Now we could go on and on and on about Scripture just referring to us and describing joy for us, But I don't think there's a more powerful passage in regard to joy than what we discover in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. And it sums all these up. This concept of abundant joy, being full of joy, great joy, everlasting joy. And so goes the list. But 1 Peter really shares with us what I believe is the defining verse in regard to this thing of joy. And this is what it shares with us. Whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Unspeakable joy. I believe they even wrote a song entitled Joy Unspeakable. And the truth is, when you begin to think about the joy that Christ brings into our life, at times it is just almost unspeakable. It's hard to explain. People say to you in times of difficulty, how do you have so much peace? How can you be joyful in such a moment? And it's hard to explain. It's all because of Jesus. It's unexplainable. It's unspeakable. And this joy that Jesus brings into our heart and life and has brought into the world is almost unspeakable. And so the angel says, this is a message of great joy. It's almost hard to comprehend this whole concept of the joy of the Lord simply because Christ is with us and because Christ is in us. We have this sense of joy that the world just simply does not understand. And so, this Christmas season, when you look at your tree and you hang your ornament of joy, you'll be reminded of unspeakable joy. And I believe if we ever need to be reminded that there's still joy in the world, I think it's now. It's been a difficult year. But there's still joy. Why? Because of Jesus. So if there's joy in the world, we have to ask the question, this is the second thing I want us to consider for a few minutes, is what causes joy? Well, there's some causes of joy in Scripture. And so I want to share those with you for just a few moments this morning. The causes of joy, and well, we already understand, I hope, that the joy, and the number one cause of joy is, help me out, Jesus. The ornament of joy. Oh my. Let's try this again. The ornament of joy. There we go. Remember, every time I say the ornament of joy. Alright, I think you got it now. Just takes a little practice. The causes of joy. Well, we understand, first of all, Christ's birth. We see that in Luke chapter 2, verse 10 and 11, as the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Number one cause of joy is Christ's birth, because Christ came into this world. Joy, real joy, unspeakable joy has come into this world. It's available to us because of Christ. But not only is the cause of joy Christ's birth, but also because of Christ's resurrection. We read in Matthew chapter 28, verses 7 and 8, "And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples word. And so when we think about the resurrection, it brings great joy. Not only his birth, but his resurrection brings great joy. There's some other things that brings great joy into the life of the believer. And we read that in Luke chapter 15, verse 10. "Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." And so when someone comes to Christ and they repent of their sin and they become a believer, there's joy in heaven. The angels rejoice with joy. Not only do we get the opportunity to experience joy, but the angels also get to experience this great joy simply because of Jesus. The reason sinners are able to repent is because of the child that came in a manger, because of the ornament of joy. Okay. You're going to get this at the time we're done, I'm sure. Now this week, every time somebody says ornament, you're going to go, Jesus. But not only is the fact that sinners repent causes joy, also we'll discover in Psalm 51:8 and verse 12, make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. This is where David is praying for forgiveness. So in the moment of forgiveness, when God forgives us, when we forgive others or others forgive us, there is a sense of joy. It causes joy. But we'll also see in Scripture that true faith also is a cause of joy. And we already shared 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8 with you. As Peter shares, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, that's that sense of true faith, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And some translations would be joy inexpressible. And so this concept of believing in Christ, believing in the birth, believing in the death and the resurrection and the ascension of Christ brings a sense of joy to the believer. And once again, the list would go on and on and on of all the things that cause joy and cause great joy. But what I want us to notice is each and every one of them is connected to the ornament of joy. You got it. To Jesus. You cannot talk about genuine joy or great joy without Jesus. Can't do it. Because joy flows out of Jesus. And so as I thought about this great joy and the ornament of joy, some of you still with me, all right. I couldn't help but think about, in this Christmas season, are we expressing this joy? And I hope that we are. And so I just wanted to share with you a few ways that we can express our joy. And the first way we can do that is through song. I love singing Christmas carols, Christmas hymns, Christmas songs. If you know me at all, you'll know that at my house, it's not unusual you would come in July and we're listening to Silent Night and dreaming of a white Christmas. That's not unusual in my house. We just absolutely love Christmas music. And the reason is why? Because it speaks so much about joy. And so through song, we can express this sense of great joy that we receive in Jesus Christ. And I don't know about you, but when you listen to songs, there's just something about it. This stirs us. And so through song, we can express our joy. And we can also express our joy when we praise the Lord or through praises to the Lord. When we come together as a church and we worship and we praise Him, it's an expression of our joy. We also can express joy in our heart. Now, the song and praises is an outward expression of joy, but let's never ever forget the inward expression of joy. I have to be honest, I've had some great moments in front of my tree with my candle and my devotion book, just being with God and just sharing with Him and the Lord sharing with me and just a tremendous sense of joy. And as you know, every Christmas Eve, I take that walk at midnight, and it's all about an inward expression of joy as me and the Lord. And the last year, Eli joined me on that walk, and that was awesome as well. But it was just a sense of, and time of being with the Lord and joy wells in my heart as I think about the fact that He left His home, the glories of heaven. Boy, that's something to ponder too, to think about all that Christ left behind to come into this world, to be with us. And I think about that, and boy, there's just a sense of great joy that wells in my heart and life. And so I hope that inwardly we're expressing this great joy. We can also express this great joy by the words that we use, especially when we talk about the ornament of joy. That was not a very good expression. But the words that we use can express our joy. And I hope that in this season that we're using our words to express joy, simply because of the season we're in and all that Christ has done. And then the last and I think just wonderful way to express joy is by our actions. The things that we do in this Christmas season. And by our actions, others can see the joy of the Lord in us. Because remember, we have that everlasting joy. We have that inexpressible joy that the world does not know, does not understand. But at times they can look at us and say, how can you be so joyful? Well, it's because of Jesus. And so our actions express our joy. All this joy that we're talking about this morning, as Scripture describes it for us and as Scripture shares with us some of the causes of joy, and we've considered how we can express our joy this morning, all this joy is possible because of the ornament of joy. Thank you. Absolutely. Because of Jesus. We have access to great joy. And I hope that we're experiencing that this Christmas season. May we always be reminded, and that's what the ornament is for, is to remind us of the joy of the season, to remind us that Jesus is the joy of this season. May we never ever forget that, but beyond this moment, beyond the moment of Christmas, when the packages are unwrapped and we take all the decorations down, which is a shame. I love when the church is all decorated for Christmas, and me and Lorna's talked about this, I don't know how many times, it's all taken down and put up. It's like, it's empty. But when we put all that stuff away, remember, the joy remains. The joy remains. And so as we come to a close this morning, I have to ask the question, do you have great joy this Christmas season? I hope that you do. If you have Jesus, you have great joy. And if you don't have great joy, then you need Jesus. And then just maybe we need to be reminded by the ornament of joy. Joy is among us because of Jesus. And not only is joy among us, joy is within us. All because of Jesus. May we never ever forget that the joy of the world is Jesus. Let's stand together this morning. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to you this morning, we are so thankful for the joy of the season. We are so thankful that Christ has come and we've had the opportunity to experience Him. And Lord, I imagine there's many this Christmas season that haven't experienced the joy of Jesus. And so we lift them to you this morning and we pray for them that they would experience Christ this Christmas season and begin to know what great joy is. And so Lord, remind us this Christmas season of that great joy that we have and possess simply because of Jesus. And so Lord, I pray your blessings upon the continual journey to the celebration of Christmas. Thank you today for great joy that we have in Jesus. We ask in your precious name. And amen. On your way out this morning, don't forget your ornament of joy. Don't forget Jesus. Amen. Praise His name. We hope you'll join us this evening for our youth program, 6 o'clock. And then possibly join us there at the Methodist Church as the choir will present the cantata there for the Methodist Church. God bless you. Have a wonderful day of joy.